The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What's the...
It looks like he's flashing gang signs, if we're being honest. Like, all of a sudden...
No, Chewy, you do that, that's for paper football. All right?
That is... Which one's for a woman's behind, though? Because my fingers are so long that... I think it's that one. No, two thumbs together with the fingers.
Are you trying to tell me that my butt is supposed to fit between those fingers? Not mine specifically, but a woman's?
Well, when they walk away, yeah, it's got to fit.
Look at how little that is. That's tiny.
Yeah, but like from a certain distance, depending upon what distance you're at.
It magnifies.
Like they're far away. They're really far.
And
here's
the other thing, pal. That doesn't work for you. We know your depth perception sucks.
Oh, I thought you meant from my butt.
Now live from the Gruber Law Offices One Call That's All Studios at Radio City with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
With Aaron Rodgers spending so much time in Hawaii, seems only fair that we ask, what is the best Hawaii-based TV show? Okay, there are a lot of television shows that have filmed episodes in Hawaii, like Modern Family. I think Modern Family went to Hawaii for a couple episodes, and that's a great way if you're a cast member to get a free trip to Hawaii.
Did a little arc,
a little story arc, a little arcage. So we put Hawaii Five-0, Magnum PI, and Fantasy Island on the poll. I'm going Magnum PI.
Me too. That's
but that
two.
Might be because we're old heads.
And you're wrong.
Tell me why. Make a case for Hawaii Five-0.
Okay.
Make a case for Magnum PI.
No, yeah. First, let him make a case, and I will.
Tom Selleck was the guy. Was the man.
Do we stop giving away our points?
Oh, sorry.
I think you should keep going.
No, I think you should go, Ashley.
I got to deliberate a little bit.
Tell me about Hawaii Five-0.
Okay, Hawaii Five-0.
I think
they're
out of points.
How about Fantasy Island? Nothing.
No,
nothing.
The selling point of Hawaii Five-0, it's Ohana, it's family. Five-0, the reason they call themselves Hawaii Five-0, because they're a special task force, not even just the police, they're a task force. They're just saving everybody from everything. But there's terrorists in Hawaii all of a sudden. There's just Russian spies. There's every episode, there's always terrorists. I don't really know how that works.
Yeah, but Tom Selleck, Ferrari, helicopter.
I mean,
how great is that?
Mustache.
You're telling me
Danny
that there
Williams.
Was, you're telling me there was no helicopters in Hawaii Five-0?
Was Jen Kelly.
Jen, why do so many people there in Chicago have mustaches?
I don't know. Maybe it's more of a stereotype.
Where did that come from?
Just thinking about Tom Selleck's mustache.
You're right. That's on me.
Are you in or out on mustaches?
I could do a mustache.
No, I'm talking guys you like.
You got her right back. Got her
back. Yeah. And send over some razors. Jen needs one.
Yeah, but not for like a couple more weeks. It just took care of that bleep.
I am in so much trouble because I have rats out there that she won't listen to the show.
Just sure. Me. I'm the one sending your wife
that
messages.
Send her the text. I heard you said this about me today. I don't remember. That's the nice thing about having concussions. I have no idea.
Oh my gosh. You want to know the great thing about head injuries?
It's the first time you've heard
Chewy
him say that.
Chewy was right. Holy. Yeah. Chewy was right.
Hard when your wife tries to nail you down.
Yeah.
I'm uncomfortable making concussion jokes around Chew, but Chew has zero issue making concussion jokes around himself.
No, because I'll forget them.
Tom Selleck's mustache.
That's actually,
Tom Selleck's baseball hat.
Joke.
Tom Selleck's Hawaiian shirt. Tom Selleck's Ferrari. Harem. There's always a different chick.
And he has a butler, right? What's the guy's name? What's his buddy there? It's kind of like Batman
remember,
and Robin.
But I know he also had a tiny little mustache, right?
What's his name, Ashton?
Who?
Tom Selleck's guy.
In what? Magnum P.I.?
Ted. Yeah, it's Magnum P.I.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is not the show that I'm making the argument for, so I'm helping
0%. Okay. I'm sorry.
Here's the thing about Magnum P.I. Did they ever save the entire island?
I'm sure multiple times.
Yeah, well, they do it every week because that's
know
Hawaii
what
Hawaii does.
Magnum P.I. was on Murder, She Wrote.
Yes.
Okay, that just goes to show how big of a star he was. Mm-hmm. He crossed over to Murder, She Wrote. Am I saying a lot of old things right now?
Yeah, like
I'm winning this argument. It doesn't even
really
matter.
I really don't think it gets older. than Murder, She Wrote. Like, no, Murder, She Wrote, when you think of old, like, that is
Jessica
the
Tandy.
Oldest thing you can think
it
of.
It does. But, you want to know how it gets older than Murder, She Wrote? Werther's Original.
I'm sure that Angela Lansbury had a bunch of those in Murder, She Wrote.
You guys like those, though, right, Werther's?
Oh, they're good, yeah.
Yeah, very good, actually.
Right, so I don't think we should be disparaging them. They're great.
Okay, what if I say butterscotch? If I just say butterscotch?
Oh, butterscotch.
Butterscotch is an old candy, right?
Some butterscotch chips and, like, brownies or a blondie, which is basically just a blonde brownie. Yeah, of course.
So we put it on the poll. We're asking you which of those movies, or television shows, rather, is the best one set in Hawaii. It turns out we can't name any other islands. Like, we didn't know any of the, we knew a few of the seven. I didn't even know there were seven Hawaiian islands. Like, is this something I should know?
No.
Like, how much are we supposed to be responsible for information about states that actually aren't connected to the continental United States?
I mean, how much do you know about Alaska? It's the only other one.
Well, I've been to Alaska, so surprisingly a lot more information about Alaska than Hawaii.
What were you doing in Alaska?
Deadliest Catch.
We went on a cruise. Alaskan cruise.
Ooh.
It was spectacular. Middle of July, gorgeous weather, saw some icebergs, amazing, saw some whales, amazing. Such a great trip.
Icebergs really don't do it for me.
Mm.
I'm out on icebergs.
Really?
So is the Titanic.
Iceberg lettuce? Iceberg lettuce?
Nah, that's work.
Yeah.
You're in on iceberg lettuce, but you're out on actual icebergs.
On actual icebergs. I have a cool chunk of ice. I can open my freezer and see chunks of ice. Like, I don't need to see an iceberg. Are you kidding me?
Like, it's the same thing.
It's 100%
the same.
100%
the same
thing.
I'd like you to keep going on this.
100% the same
thing. Big iceberg.
What's it ever done?
A wedge salad? Please.
Took down the Titanic? Good. Unsinkable ship?
Right, Jack? Please. He could have been saved.
Yeah. There's a lot of selfish people on that boat.
Well, Rose particularly, right? Just slide over a little, Rose. Slide over.
Here's the thing. Rose, she's a thorn in Jack's side.
Yeah.
Let him die.
Was she the tramp?
Oh, that was a flower joke.
Wow. Yeah.
You let it die. That's what you should have said. You let him die.
Like, mountains are cool. Anytime I'm around mountains, I swear to God that they look like they're just CGI'd into the background of wherever I'm at.
Icebergs are literally mountains of ice.
Yeah, but they're just ice.
And they've lasted, wait a minute, like, this, again, I would understand this take from this guy who doesn't believe in dinosaurs, but icebergs have, like, historic significance.
You think I care about historic significance? What in our time together made you think that I cared about historic significance of icebergs? Of icebergs? You think, I mean, what? So what? They've been there for a long time? Cool. You know who has been here for a long time and is wrong a lot? Chewy.
What?
Wow. He just called you a hunk of ice.
I can be. Yeah. I would love to be one of the Wonder Twins.
The Wonder Twins? Is that like the old superheroes?
Yeah. Form of an iceberg. You love that.
I did like the Wonder Twins.
They were great.
Form of
Why do guys always do water, though? It always had to be some type of water.
Are you talking about Captain Planet?
No, the super... What were they called, Jen?
The Wonder Twins?
The Wonder Twins.
Yeah, yeah. You just said it.
You don't remember
ago.
The Wonder Twins.
Not even. 30 seconds ago.
I couldn't tell you who the Wonder Twins are.
Let me tell you what.
I can tell you about the Wonder
Twins.
Years.
Trump 10 times the crap you bring up in the text chain about Star Trek. Okay?
Star Wars.
Okay, first of all.
Star
Space
Wars?
I'll back you up there.
All right.
Star Wars.
What are you, four? You know when I liked Star Wars? When I was six.
Did you have them on your pillowcases?
No.
Have them on your sheets?
No.
What did you have on your sheets when you were a kid?
A lot of...
No. What images did you have on your sheets and your bedding?
She believed me before Ashton could.
I knew you were going to say it too.
All right. You have a 12-year-old. Don't talk about pillowcases and sheets, okay?
Ever.
When they're in that age.
Ever.
Group.
Just ever.
Okay?
So it should be more of like, Chase... Have you washed your sheets lately?
No.
Is that how it should go?
It should be, how'd you crack your sheets?
No. So it'll be like, Chase, could you throw your sheets in the washing machine, please? I told you Chase does his own laundry, so I assume he's just going to start washing his sheets at some point, right?
No.
He won't wash his sheets?
Did you go swimming today?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm crushing it because you deserve it because you've been mean to me this whole week.
He's pointing
me?
It at
you. So I'm making you sweat.
How have I been mean to you? Give me examples.
Hey, speaking of
Hawaii. If anything, Ashton's been your one defender today. Jen called you 300 pounds. I called you old.
In fairness, I don't know men's weights.
Like, I could look at a woman and I could kind of guess based on her body composition what her weight is based on her height and whatnot. Men, I have no clue.
This feels like a dangerous game. Dangerous game.
I guessed 300. I clearly was wrong.
Do you lie about your weight?
No, not at all. 125. Okay. 125. We'd like to get back down to 118, but that's not happening because I have three children. So nature just starts to work against you at some point. Hey, guys, I got somebody on the ESPN Milwaukee Twitter account asking if we have looked up the lyrics to the song Aaron was singing in that video in Hawaii. Admittedly, I have not, but after the break, I certainly will.
Ewald Automotive wants to salute those who serve and brave first responders. Service members and families benefit from Ewald's Military Advantage program with special pricing and incentives on every vehicle. Plus, all month long, Ewald is making a donation for every car sold to military and first responder charities. Ewald does this each and every May because it is important to them to give back to the community and give back to charities that they believe in. Plus, every new Ewald car comes with that exclusive 20-year, 200,000-mile limited warranty. They've been making it easy for you for over 56 years. See what your max allowance could potentially be. Take a look at their inventory at ewaldauto.com.
The top 8 at 8.
Name something that follows the word pork.
You pie.
Huh? One category.
Name something people take with them to the beach.
Turkey.
The top 8 answers.
The first thing you buy in a supermarket.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
A food often stuffed.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8, presented by Palo Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken!
Oh my God!
Show me chicken!
Call Gina Della from Pella today at 855-PELLA-WI or visit them online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Top 8 at 8 time. Gaber's got the list. What do we got today, Gabe?
So we've seen Aaron Rodgers traveling all over the place. We've seen him at Disneyland, a lot of photos and videos coming out of Hawaii. So, I am looking for you guys. According to U.S. News, the top 8 best places to visit in the United States.
I thought about the United States, yes. Not the world.
Well, if I did the world, I feel like that would have gotten pretty tough.
Because we're not very worldly?
Correct.
Cool, you didn't have to agree so quick. Give it a minute.
Hopefully we can fly through this, and then we'll see if you guys could have gotten any in the world list.
Category again is?
Best places to visit in the United States, according to U.S. News.
Best places to visit in the United States. How about? So do you think landmarks, Chu, or are you thinking more like beachy?
I'm thinking landmarks.
Oh, interesting. I'm going to.
So I will give you the hint I will say is.
Number one's a walk.
Which is?
Disney World. Disneyland?
Is not on the list.
So are you talking cities, or what are you talking cities. About?
Well, I was about cities? To give you a hint, but you decided to sprint out before I could give you the hint. Okay. So.
Leroy Jenkins!
So there is a mixture of landmarks, parks, and cities.
Okay, how
list.
About
in
Mount
Disney,
Rushmore?
Not on the list.
Disney.
Okay.
This is
as it should
garbage.
Be, by the way.
Now we're starting.
Come
good,
on,
good
Disney
test,
World,
guys.
Disney
number,
Land.
No, it's not. Neither one of those. Number one, I thought. In here, I thought Chewy was going to get it.
Hawaii,
Florida.
Somebody.
These
pick
aren't
one.
On the list either.
So Maui is on the list.
Yes.
We'll give you Maui number 4 for saying Hawaii. So Maui number 4, even though there are also other islands that they put on the list.
That is such garbage. There are more people that go to Disney than Maui because people can't afford Maui because it's ungodly expensive.
Oh, but people can afford Disney.
It's not as expensive as Maui.
Here's the deal. It's not the it's the best places to visit. It's
you
not
said the
one...
most visited.
No,
no
I
he
said
didn't.
The best places to visit in the United States.
The best? Who said it's places? The best?
According to this U.S. News... That's. I gave you the site. I gave you the criteria, and I really thought you'd get number one because number one,
all
I
right.
have never heard anyone ever say a bad word about number one.
Montana,
San Diego,
Wyoming.
So, jeez, can we just naming off states? There is. So I'll let you expound. See if you can expound on Montana, because there is a specific park in
Yellowstone.
Montana.
Is it Yellowstone?
That is not in Montana.
Good God.
Dear Lord, this is terrible. No,
Sierra Nevada.
You shouldn't have been offended about the world, given that you don't even know U.S. geography.
She said Mount Rushmore.
Which is not even in the top 30.
And also sucks.
I heard Crazy Horse is better than Mount Rushmore.
It is. 1,000,000%.
I'm pretty sure Ashton said that earlier this week.
Is Chicago on the list?
Chicago is not. They're in the top 30, but not in the top 8. Chicago comes in at number 20.
This is harder than I thought.
Well, Ryan and McGuanago chiming in. McGuanago, Wisconsin.
Yes.
No places in Wisconsin.
What's the park in Montana? Black Sky. Big Sky.
Well, that's what the state is called.
It's a TV show.
So we were actually just talking about these landforms.
The Tetons. I love Tetons. The Grand Teton.
Why did I just go on a rant? Well, you weren't listening because I called them old just like you, and you said, what?
Give me the code word and I'll listen next time.
He was talking about icebergs, glaciers.
Yep.
Alaska.
I'm trying to give you the hint of the national park in Montana.
I'm trying to think.
What she said?
A river runs through it.
That's a movie.
Glacier National Park is number 5.
Never heard
in Montana.
Of it.
More than 700 lakes, 2 mountain ranges,
what
and
number?
Multiple waterfalls.
How
number
about
5.
Lake Tahoe?
Lake Tahoe not in the top 8. But Lake Tahoe is in the top 30.
We are very
good.
They are
good number 14.
Grand Canyon.
Thank you. That is number 1 on the list.
Lord.
Like pulling teeth. Somebody help out. 800-990-3776.
No, this is so bad.
Seriously,
although,
I'm pretty sure we mentioned Grand Canyon like yesterday on the show and in the production meeting in the morning. And after, probably.
Grand Canyon, according to U.S. News, the number 1 best place to travel.
Have
in
you
US.
Been to the Grand Canyon?
I have not.
Have you been to the Grand Canyon?
Does flying over it many times count?
No.
It does not. Ashton, have you been to the Grand Canyon?
I was 4.
That counts. Do you remember?
No, it doesn't.
Are you counting on your fingers to see how old you were when you did it?
No.
I was this many.
I was 4. I know. I don't remember. It probably sucked, though.
So we have Grand Canyon, we have Maui, and we have Glacier National Park.
The last, I will give you the last 3. Those are cities.
800-990-3776. 800-990-3776. They are cities. We'll keep guessing. Call in and save us. Please.
We also have...
Is New York City on the list?
New York City is on the list as number 6.
Yay!
So we have... Somehow, we've gotten through halfway through this list. I don't know how, with Grand Canyon being number 1... Maui being number 4 because I was incredibly generous. I got sick of them guessing at number 5, so I just said it, which is Glacier National Park in Montana. And number 6 is New York City. 7 and 8 are cities. 2 and 3 are parks.
I have never heard of Glacier National Park.
I have never either.
Never heard of it.
And I know everything.
No, you don't. I think we've been very obvious with that. 800-990-3776. Our top 8 at 8 list today. According to U.S. News, the top 8 places to travel in the United States. Let's go out to Ann in West Bend. Hopefully Ann, well, I don't have to say hopefully. I know Ann is smarter than Jen and Chewy. Good morning, Ann.
Okay. Good morning. My guess is Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh,
so Charleston, unfortunately, not on the list. Good guess.
Darn it.
I like your thought process behind it.
I love
it.
Charleston. Charleston's awesome.
Charleston juice.
Those are a little overrated.
No, they're not.
Put them in the freezer. They're fine.
Ah, you're
fine. Freaking. They're better than fine.
No, they're not.
Charleston, by the way, was number 29 on the list.
Have you ever been to South Charleston? Carolina.
I have not.
I love that southern kind of... Well, you would love it because of Augusta.
Yeah, it's not that. I mean, it's...
I thought Augusta was in Georgia.
It is. It's across the
state
line.
They both have the weeping, what is it, the Spanish moss.
Oh, the trees.
Moss.
Like the tree, the hangover.
So awesome.
That makes sense. You like hangovers.
So the two cities.
Is that my gut or is that alcohol induced?
Well, I mean, she did call you 300 pounds.
I know.
It took me a second there, but that was very good. Is that my gut or is that alcohol induced?
Where's Vegas on the list?
Vegas is...
There's no way it's top 8, but
no,
I feel like
it's
top
like
30.
It's like 18, I think.
This list is terrible.
No, excuse me. Vegas is 28. Vegas 28 on the list. Let's see if Kyle in Waukesha can help us out. Kyle, please help us out. Top 8 at 8, the U.S. News, top 8 places to visit in the United States.
Nashville?
Yeah, I was going to say Nashville. Nashville's awesome.
Nashville, not on the list.
Come on!
Come on, Nashville's awesome. The barbecue, the music. Mm.
And you're telling me San Diego wasn't on the list, right? Because all I ever hear is how great San Diego is.
San Diego is great. San Diego, number 17.
That's a ways off of 8.
Yep.
What other cities? In Los Angeles, no. Nobody goes to Los Angeles unless they're trying to be famous.
It's probably San Fran. You know what is awesome? Napa.
Ooh, Napa's good. I don't know how many wine people there are, though.
Recall seeing Napa.
Hey, I have a question for you. Of the cities, how many are NFL cities? This will help us,
too. So there are two cities.
Yes.
And they are both NFL cities.
Yeah, buddy. Okay,
I got
we
another.
Got this.
Well,
you
hold
heard
on.
It, you we've heard got, the okay. clue, right?
We've got Dan in Greenfield on the line. Dan, 800-990-3776. Help us out with the top 8 at 8, the U.S. News, top 8 places to visit in the United States. We have two cities and two national parks left on the list. It's embarrassing for you guys that you haven't got the parks.
I have a park, I think maybe Zion in Utah, Zion National Park.
No, so again, Zion National Park, so close, it's number 9 on the list.
Never heard of it.
A lot of great hiking.
I've got a park.
Yeah, what else do you do in parks? Besides hike and maybe puff puff give.
How about Niagara Falls?
Not on the list.
This list.
Howard and Sherman Park.
This is horrible.
You are a 90. You are a 94.5 ESPN.
Niagara Falls also sucks.
Washington, D.C.
That's another great guess. That's a great guess.
Washington, D.C., number 13 on the list.
This list is awful. Wait, okay, Chew. He did tell us that it was two NFL cities. Work with me here. So, let's go around the league, okay? Denver? Would Denver be on the list?
You may have already said one of these cities.
You said San Francisco.
He's already checked out. San Francisco. Chewy is just texting during the segment. He is so checked out. San Francisco, number 7 on the list.
I already said that.
Yeah, but I was trying to get to the callers.
He said, Chewy already said one of these. And so then I said, you said San Francisco.
I checked out.
Hey, in fairness, he has been checked in for about 75% of the show, so I feel like that's a pretty good ratio today.
Yeah. All right, so we have one more NFL
Austin
city.
Austin in Greenfield, you're on 94.5 ESPN. Please help us out with the top 8 at 8.
Yeah, how about Washington, D.C.?
Already guessed.
Just
we'll
guessing.
Give you, we'll give
you got
another
a mulligan.
Shot.
You get a mulligan.
Oh, okay. Boston, Massachusetts.
Ah!
Boston is on the list, but it is number 19, just ahead of Chicago.
This list is so rotten.
Chewy has told many a story about visiting this place.
Where do you go?
Significant game he played in his career.
Super Bowl.
Been in that place.
New Orleans. He played in New Orleans in the Super Bowl.
He did play in New Orleans in the Super Bowl. New Orleans is number 8 on the list.
Why are you shaking your head?
So we just have two parks left on the list. Craig in Sussex. Craig.
Washington, D.C.? Where would you rather go, Washington, D.C. or New Orleans?
New Orleans?
It depends. Is it a bachelorette party?
Craig in Sussex, you're on the top 8 at 8.
No.
Bachelor party, that's Nashville.
Could one of them be Yosemite?
Thank you. That is number 2 on the list.
How did no one get that
at
all?
I have no idea.
I don't even know where that is.
That is in Wyoming.
I said Wyoming.
You said Montana.
Yep. And Wyoming.
It's in California.
Yeah,
Craig,
Mr.
can you
Smarty
finish our
pants.
List? We have one spot left on the list. It is number 3.
Is it a city?
This one actually is in Wyoming. Partially.
New Mexico?
No, it's a park. National Park.
Oh, National Park. The Everglades?
No, that is incorrect. Chewy,
and that's in Florida.
The hint I will give is Chewy has watched this television show to mixed reviews.
Grey Worm?
I've never even heard of that.
That's a Game of Thrones reference, isn't it?
That's why he's never heard of it.
I don't know.
Big Sky. No, I know what it is.
You do?
No, you don't.
We already said it, though.
No,
do you trust that he knows what it is, Gabe?
No, I don't. Because, I thought when he said, obvious number one, because I figured that the obvious number one was
the
Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
And it took you guys a long-ass time to get there.
To be fair, that was really bad on our part.
Okay, let's call a spade a spade.
It's a giant hole. I can't believe no one's gotten it.
Say the lead actor in the series.
Kevin Costner.
Okay, he knows it.
Yeah. So the lead actor in the television series is Kevin Costner.
Correct.
It's a national park.
It is a national park.
Out west.
Are you
said
sure
it's in
said
Wyoming?
I thought
what?
Someone said this one.
I don't think anybody said this one.
Okay.
You don't know it?
No
he said Yosemite.
Starts with a Y.
If I start singing the Coldplay song, do you think that would help?
No.
Well, because you don't want to hear me sing, not because it wouldn't help.
Hit the bell.
800-990-3776. We just need one more guest to close out our top 8 at 8. The top best places to visit in the USA. The top 8 according to US News. Number 1, Grand Canyon. Number 2, Yosemite. Number 4, Maui. Number 5, Glacier National Park. 6, New York City. 7, San Francisco. 8, New Orleans. Are you saying you'd rather go to D.C. than New Orleans?
Yeah.
I think it depends.
For the food, no. New Orleans food
well,
is awesome.
I guess maybe I make my decisions mostly based on food. Carlos in Racine. We'll see if Carlos can close us out.
Yellowstone.
Hey!
Yeah!
Yellowstone. Number 3.
Carlos, congratulations on winning top 8 at 8. But on the other side, you listen to this show, which means you get stupider every morning. So...
Stupiders from Jupiter.
What was the little kids thing?
That's I've never
so
heard
awesome.
That one before. Congratulations, no? Carlos. Thank you for saving us and finishing our top 8 at 8 list this morning.
I can't imagine a window that would have been more open than anybody they wanted to call in the last 10 minutes, Chewy.
Well, I'm closing it now, because right now, get 6 years no-interest financing at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. The commercial is out.
Will you show us during the break?
No. 6 years, no interest, lets you upgrade.
You're going to make us wait and have to see it during a baseball game like everybody else, like commoners?
I'm all about the tease. Upgrade your old, leaky, sticky, squeaky, and windows and doors to Pella, rated number 1 in America, and get this, highest value, highest quality, and increasing home value based on their 2019 survey. Plus... installation from Pella Windows and Doors means peace of mind with both limited lifetime warranty and a 10-year installation warranty. Pella of Wisconsin warranties goes on for years. Some of the best in the biz. Order now or by April 31st for 6 years no interest financing. Set your free consultation today at PellaWI.com/radio or their new toll-free number at 855-PELLA-WI. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Gabe, no, are you getting any awful. Notes of raspberry?
That what one makes me want
to
vomit.
That
one makes
me what?
I'm more getting like...
Did he just say notes of raspberry?
I'm a sommelier for peeps. I'm a peeplier.
What was that word
Ashton
again?
Comes out
peeplier?
With the peeps menu. Well, here are our options. For your dessert peeps.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Doing good, I'm on some new. Been saying yes instead of no. I thought I saw you at the bus stop, I didn't though. I hit the ground running each night.
Kind of dig this beat.
You know the greatest films of all time were never made.
So, why are we listening to this song?
Other than Taylor Swift is awesome?
Yeah, she is awesome. I did hear Scalzo and Bruss talking about, is she the like singer-songwriter of this generation?
Yes.
I think she probably is. Like, I don't know that there's somebody, I mean, Beyonce would probably be the big, right? Beyonce and Taylor Swift?
I mean, Beyonce's bigger.
Who's bigger, Madonna or Taylor Swift? Madonna in her day or
yeah.
Taylor Swift?
Madonna.
That's a really good comp, though, I think.
I don't know.
Well, I think that's interesting because how far is Taylor Swift going to stretch over time? Because, like, Madonna's running on, what, like 5 decades, basically?
Yeah. But is she? Because now it feels a little like Madonna's, like, hanging on. Like,
but, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I don't need to see
point,
any more half-naked pictures of Madonna. Like,
yeah. But Madonna in, like, the 80s? Like, I don't know if Taylor Swift's ever been that big.
Yeah, Madonna was huge.
I don't know.
Taylor Swift's pretty big, though. Huh?
there's just more options. Like, there's more access, just like anything else. Like, there's just more access to different kinds of music
right.
because of the way music is produced and released now. And it's easy for someone to do, you know, put something out on YouTube or Spotify or something to kind of self-produce it rather than back when Madonna, like, you had to go through a record label
yeah,
and you
sure.
had to do all these things. And it's just easier to find music. So to me, it's going to be hard to have another Prince or Michael Jackson.
Is she
or
the
Madonna.
Next movie, though? I mean, they've done Elton John, they've done Freddie Mercury, they've done, who else? They've done a ton. She's got to be next to
maybe,
line.
Yeah, but do you have to sell your life rights, right? Or they have to pay you, right? They have to pay you in order to do that stuff?
100%.
So it is a little surprising that they haven't done that yet. Lady Gaga is pretty big. I don't think that Lady Gaga is as big as Taylor Swift, but I think Lady Gaga would have a case for being one of the voices of this generation.
I mean, I'd put Rihanna on that list, too.
Down a notch or two.
The reason we're talking about this song is because this is the song that Aaron Rodgers was singing with Miles Teller's wife, Kaylee, in the video.
I think I'm just not going to talk the rest of the segment. I can't believe Rihanna, you guys just poo-pooing Rihanna like that. Like,
no, she's great.
Not poo-pooing.
But she's definitely
just
not on the same level
down.
As Taylor
she's
Swift
not,
and no. Lady Gaga.
No.
What? Just out of curiosity, because Gabe just went to his computer. What are you going to look up?
I'm going to, like, the number of, like, Grammys that she's won, like, the number of concerts, like, she is one of the biggest international superstars out there.
She's
like,
not
she won
as big
a Lifetime
as...
Achievement Award at 25.
Yeah, but no one watches that.
The Lifetime Achievement Award celebration or ceremony?
I mean, I had no idea.
Because you don't know anything about music.
But see, this is the thing. Like, we're not taking
sing.
Anything away
Have
from Rihanna. I think she's amazing, but I don't think she's at
they
the same level as Taylor
call
Swift.
Call me the Velvet Fog.
You're not Mel Torme.
I want to be.
The reason we were talking about this song, though, guys, is because this is the song that Aaron Rodgers was singing along with Miles Teller's wife in the video, and someone said we needed to read the lyrics because... if we're going to spend an entire show dissecting the significance of Aaron Rodgers wearing a shirt that says The Empire Strikes Back, it would go against our very nature not to read the lyrics of the song that he was singing and see if there was any hidden meaning in there. So here's what I think.
Can we hear him sing?
Do we have the clip, Ash? You might have to effort that.
Okay.
But okay.
Okay.
Let me just...
I don't think we want to
hear
that.
I want
to
hear.
I mean, you can listen to it on your own time. I've already had to listen to it. I don't want to listen to it again.
It's not good. But in his defense, he's not a singer. He's a quarterback.
That's not him, by the way. That is.
That is horrible.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't want to listen to it again.
Yeah.
Shailene Woodley was actually pretty good.
I mean, it's a good song.
Here's the thing I will say about singing. I don't care if you're good. I care if you're committed. That's what I care about when it comes to singing.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're good. I care that you're committed. So if you're going to sing, sing. You know what I mean?
Can't
you don't
scared.
Have to be good. Just it's the confidence thing for me.
Yeah.
You've got confidence. It kind of reminds me of Cameron Diaz in My Best Friend's Wedding. Remember when they try to make her karaoke because she's a bad singer?
No.
So she's a bad singer. Julia Roberts tries to make her step in front of the microphone because she thinks it's going to embarrass her. But Cameron Diaz is so charming that it backfires on Julia Roberts. How do you guys not know this?
Because we haven't seen the movie.
I'm super lost right now, Gabe.
Anyway, the point is...
I'm still on Rihanna.
Shailene Woodley might not be a great singer, but she was very committed to the role. So I appreciate that. The lyrics of the song from the kitchen, when they were singing in the kitchen, are, "But we were something, don't you think so? Roaring 20s, tossing pennies in the pool. And if my wishes came true, it would have been you." Do you think? Hidden message? Little get it out there?
Is this a little bit of Look at Me, though?
From Rodgers?
By the way, guess who
really
has 200 million
no.
album sales
it?
Versus
no.
250 million album sales?
Rihanna.
Let it go.
More than Taylor Swift.
So do
Eat
you think
it.
He said, you said, is this a little showy? Yeah, I think it's a little showy.
I mean, you don't have to put everything
Mariah
you
Carey.
Do.
Mariah Carey. We didn't even mention Mariah Carey. She's at 200 million sales.
I think that he wants people to know that he is having a great time.
Celine Dion, she's also at like between 175, 200. That
don't
seems,
you get that vibe, Chu?
Seems a little overrated.
Yes.
Man, Celine Dion.
My
I don't
wife
think she's
really
in that
does
category.
Not like Celine Dion for whatever reason. Huh? I don't know why. Is she good?
I mean, she's fine.
You
just,
win, Gabe.
I wouldn't.
Isn't that kind of a little too much a Look at Me, though? I'm not big on look at me.
Oh, we're back to that now? We're back to that?
Wait, what's look at me?
Aaron posting that crap.
Celine Dion,
come
of course.
On.
He didn't post it, though.
Who posted it?
The wife of Miles Teller.
Oh.
I guess I thought that Aaron Rodgers, because in the past he's been so strategic about the stuff that's out there about him, he's been pretty private on social media, and the message has always seemed very curated. This feels like a deviation from that personality, guys. This feels a little like, you know, this to me feels like his fiance and her buddy, Kaylee, were singing and whatever and posted a video and he really had no say in it, which again is a deviation from Rodgers, who before was like,
why can't he say don't post it, whatever you do, don't post it.
I think if she wants to post it, he's like, let her post it.
Look at me. I'm so anti look at me.
But again, this isn't a look at me. This is somebody else posting something and he happens to be in the video.
Yeah, but wouldn't you just...
He's just off having fun. He's playing his guitar, singing poorly, even though it's a really good song, Wagon Wheel. I mean, the Taylor Swift song that they also sing is pretty good. We just bumped back to that. That's got a real good beat.
I think fatigue is upon us. With some people, it's getting there. Would you agree or no?
Some people, it's already there.
Oh, well,
it's not even just getting there.
My hand's raised.
See, that's my favorite line of the song, guys.
What?
In my defense, I have none for never leaving well enough
Who
alone.
Who listens to lyrics and music?
But it would have been
I don't.
Fun.
Do you?
If yes. I could have been the one.
Like, I actually think this is a really good conversation.
No, okay, so,
I do not listen to lyrics.
So,
I like to make up my own lyrics.
Oh, I used to do the show with Homer. Did it for like 6 years.
Oh, boy.
He knows nothing about music. But he claims that nobody cares about lyrics because if they did, then more people would care about poetry.
I'm in his camp.
It's
careful.
I think, yeah.
Ooh. It's the combination of the two.
Correct.
It's the beat with the words
Correct.
That come together.
I will
it's about
always take
together.
A
another
good,
song come together.
Good song, good lyrics. I'm a singer-songwriter gal, right? Like, I like Amos Lee. I like John Mayer. I like, the girl who was in
take
Waitress.
My cat and leave your sweater.
Yeah, that's not great.
Even if the weather is
Better.
On a tether. And if you happen to be named Heather.
What in the same
You'll
hell
think
is
of
that?
Me. You'll think of me.
I like that's when lyrics. I think you should sing more.
But again,
often.
That's not great. That's not great.
Really? I thought it was pretty good.
Listen, you did a really good job rhyming over there, Dr. Seuss.
Thank you.
Crap, are we allowed to talk about
no,
Dr. Seuss?
No, that and
Soyce.
Dump that.
Dr. Soyce, I believe.
You don't think people listen to lyrics? I think
well,
they
some
do.
People do.
I think more people do. Than
I
you
think,
think
songs are made immensely more hilarious when you pay attention to the lyrics.
Okay.
Put it this
okay.
way: I've listened to songs and I'm like, those lyrics. I love the song. Those lyrics are so stupid.
For example,
what I just sang.
But that's not a real
Take
song.
Your
it is.
Cat and leave my Heather. She also.
I mean, that
took
was.
All
right. What's
sweater.
The first thought when you hear the name Heather?
The movie from the 80s with Winona Ryder.
Okay. Gabe?
Right, what about you?
Oh, this is a good jam.
You want me to sing?
Blues Traveler?
This is one of my favorite songs,
Jen,
almost
how
exclusively.
How many favorite songs do you have?
Many, because of the lyrics. And I'll tell you why right after I talk about my friends over at Professional Construction, Inc. in Waukesha. You guys know I am so fond of Mike and Michelle and the company that they have put together, PCI. Why? Not only because they are great at remodeling projects, home additions, building a new home. You know they saved us from the saga of the woodpecker. That was a crazy deal, but they helped us out in that situation. But also, Mike and Michelle care about their community. It's why they're a huge supporter of the Children's Heart Foundation, and it's why they go into every job trying to make it as easy for you and make sure that you, the client, get what you want. If you're interested in joining the PCI team, having them help you out with your remodeling, home additions, or building a new home even, check out my friends at PCI. Their website, of course, is professionalconstructioninc.com. Professionalconstructioninc.com. Say hi to Mike and Michelle for me.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Can you imagine people at home who are trying to figure out this power rankings list?
There is no rhyme or reason.
So
just like this show
on 94.5 ESPN. It doesn't
matter what I say. I love this song because it's an inside joke. It's an inside joke about the music industry. Have you heard the lyrics of this one? He's basically saying it doesn't matter what I say, as long as I sing it with inflection and you feel something, then I'm doing my job. And I can keep it up as long as it takes. And the entire song is basically the thought process of writing a song. And I've said nothing so far. That's what he just said. I've said nothing. But you're still listening.
The lyric is actually, but I'll take nothing so far.
But I've said nothing so far. It's definitely the lyric.
I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah, definitely look at a different page. Like, I know this song inside and out.
The internet has conflicting information.
I'm just saying,
isn't that crazy?
I don't know who you're going to believe here, but it's Take.
I'm telling you that I love this song. I've studied this song. I think it is one of the coolest songs ever written. But Ashton just tappity-tapped it into Google, so yes. But the point is, guys, he says the hook brings you back. The hook of the song brings you back. And I'm not telling a lie. The hook brings you back. Like, this is so clever to me. It's like one of those inside meta jokes in music. I bore my kids with these with this story, by the way, as well.
I was going to say, sounds like a lot of work.
You don't like that it's clever?
No, not at all. I just like the beat. I don't care what he says.
Okay, when I was in Las Vegas, I saw Garth Brooks perform. And it was not one of his, like, big shows, you know, where he had, like, rockin' stadium. It was on, like, a one stage, one stool, one guitar, and Garth. And he was telling stories about how, when he was younger, somebody had told him the importance of lyrics, you know, and having meaningful lyrics. So as part of his show, he went back through all of the songs that he, like, grew up listening to. And he was like, the lyrics were awful.
Yeah.
And he was like, and a lot of times they were just like words that didn't even make sense. There was a Beatles song that he came up with, and I can't think of it off the top of my head, but it was basically just like, da-da-da, something like that. You know what I mean? Like, where it was just da-da-da-da over and over again.
Is that Hey, 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 Goodbye?
That's not a Beatles song.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Is that a song? Or is that just...
It's a good song for now, as the show is almost over. So you're not a lyrics guy. You're just a beat guy.
No, I'm actually disappointed when I see the lyrics to some songs. I'm like...
Somebody weighed in saying that we should play Snow or Informer by Snow. Because that's like, Informer...
What about Nookie?
Does anybody know what he says next?
I don't even know if I've heard of the song you're talking
Informer?
About.
Informer? No. Yes, you have. For
I don't
sure.
Think so.
Informer.
This is the song you're thinking of. Yeah.
Hey Jude? No, Hey Jude actually has real meaning to it.
They made a whole movie about it, right?
Well, the name of the movie was Hey Jude.
I thought it was Across the Universe.
Oh, yeah, and the guy's name was Jude, I guess. Yeah, it was Across the Universe. It was fine.
Wait, no, there was another movie recently about the Beatles where the Beatles were wiped off the, right? So then he did all the songs.
I was expecting that one to be so much better, too, and it was
What was that one called?
The Beatles?
Yes, I think it was just called Yesterday.
Yesterday. It was called Yesterday, yes. I actually thought it was clever. Clever little movie.
Beatles? Ugh.
Get out of here.
Oh, I think Gabe might actually physically assault you for that take.
Get out of here.
Why, you love the Beatles?
Yes.
That's a shame.
Like, Paul McCartney is an incredible singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
You want to talk about singer-songwriters?
When do you listen to the Beatles? When? What are you doing when you're
driving around?
Driving in my car.
Really?
There's a Beatles channel. I've got.
You're the a-hole in the left lane going 55 listening to the Beatles.
No, I'm going probably like.
He's a good driver. 80? I can back him up. He's a good driver.
Listen to Limp Bizkit and go 80. That's my kind of guy.
Wait.
I did it all for the cookie.
That's not what the lyric goes.
It's in my mind.
But I could understand if you would, you know.
Wait, are you trying
change
to tell
it around
me
a little bit
Beatles
that
are.
Fred Durst is better than Paul McCartney?
Absolutely.
More importantly, are you trying to tell me that Cookie is better than Nookie?
Well, Cookie with Nookie actually goes in a glass of milk. She started
it.
Why
are
you looking at me?
Flew
why
too close to the sun on wings of pastrami. Yeah, that's what you did.
What is the best Hawaii-based TV show? Magnum P.I. running away with this. 55% of the vote. Hawaii 5-0 with 31% of the vote. Fantasy Island, sorry Tattoo, 13% of the vote. I think what we've learned today is mustaches are cool.
Okay.
No, you don't think so? Ferraris are cool.
You have
Hawaiian shirts are cool. Baseball caps are
Ashton
cool.
Has a mustache
Simpletons
too.
Over here who like mustaches and Limp Bizkit.
I'm
How
the only
can
one,
I be expected to
I'm
work?
The only one on the show without a mustache.
You're not wrong. Thanks for hanging out with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We'll be back with you again tomorrow.